Can you describe for me what is the situation in Japan right now in regards to the nuclear crisis?
The situation is not very, very good, unfortunately, because, again, I don't want to repeat what you and your listeners know, is the earthquake happened and tsunami, and then these nuclear power plants, they lost the off-site power, their diesel generator kicked in, the diesel generator got overwhelmed by the tsunami, and then we lost the coolant. Of course, the reactors, they shut down themselves automatically, but we still need to cool the reactor core to absorb the residual heat, and also you need to have a cooling and circulation in the spent fuel pool. And fast forward to recently, we lost the power and the cooling couldn't continue. That's why we went to some sort of a partial meltdown in some of those reactor pools, some of the reactor cores. And one of the reactor cores, reactor number two, had a breach of reactor pressure vessel, which we call it RPV, which means that there was some release of radioactivity from the reactor heart. And then the problem with the spent fuel pool, that they have been losing their cooling system, and some of them, the roof over them, in the case of reactor 3 and 4, got blown up, and there is a release of radiation to the environment.
Is this a situation that could have been prevented?
They have designed for withstanding the earthquake. The design basis for earthquake for these nuclear plants in Japan was to be able to withstand the earthquake of 7.8 or so on Richter scale. But they were hit by a 8.9 or 9 on the Richter scale.
I see. So it was more than they anticipated.
Exactly. And what we can learn from this, we need to look beyond design basis. And the other thing, we need to go back, which I've been sharing that with my USC students, we really need to go back and re-examine some of our assumptions that we had when we were doing safety analysis of these nuclear power plants.